All right, we're going to get started with our post-race media availabilities for today's Toyota Save Mart 350 here at Sonoma Raceway. We're joined by Jeff Gordon with Hendrick Motorsports. The race-winning team is the number 5 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet, driven by Kyle Larson. We will go straight to questions for Jeff. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you, and we'll start in the back with Jenna. She's coming up the middle to you, Jenna.
Hey, Jeff. You know, we've always known that Kyle doesn't know a lot about cars.
Can't wait to see where this question is going.
You know,
he obviously doesn't need to.
He doesn't need to. And it came out a lot in Indianapolis where he'd be asked questions. He'd have no idea what people were talking about. Well, today, he says, I don't even know what we were doing on strategy. He said, I guess it's like looking at homework. I don't even have any idea what I'm looking at. And so how is it that a guy who knows so little about the car and has so little understanding of how it works is able to be so successful?
Because he drives the wheels off of it. You know, I mean, I think if you're making lap time, making good decisions, you know, I mean, he was really good through making up positions on the restarts when he needed to. When those other guys came into pit and he's out there on a little bit older tires maintaining lap times the way he was. I mean, those are just the things that great drivers do and do well, and he's one of the greats, right? Yeah, I think it's obviously extracting the most speed out of a car. I mean, that you don't have to know anything about a car to extract speed out of it. You know, I think where it comes down to where he probably is a little too humble and some of the things he says is that, you know, he's a key element of what the car is doing, you know, to be able to give that communication information back to Cliff and the team to get more out of it. I mean, there's a lot of data, you know, these days that they can go off of, but still, if the car's loose or tight or whatever the balance is, he's got to give them that feedback in the race, and he gives great feedback. But I think, you know, mostly it's when Cliff says, hey, we got to make up some spots here, or, hey, we need to run this kind of a pace. He's able to do those things. So I guess he just does the things he needs to do right. You don't have to worry about the others.
Can he change his own oil?
I mean, I just don't know why he'd want to. But
we're going to come back up here to Jeff, and then I know we have a question in the back too.
Jeff, you know, all the stuff that was surrounding Larson this week, obviously he said, you know, he wasn't too stressed about it. He said he was less stressed than people probably thought he was. But some drivers would probably get pretty bent out of shape that they'd be in limbo about waivers and stuff like that and let it maybe derail them. You know, is it any surprise how he handled this entire, you know, process and is able to just bounce back and just win right away?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, he's very calm and cool through a lot of things, maybe even too much sometimes, right? But it is just sort of his personality and his upbringing and the way that he handles things. And that really works well for you when you've had a bad weekend or something that hasn't gone well. It works against you when you want to savor the victory and enjoy it, you know, because you're able to move past things, you know, fairly quickly. So good and bad, but I mean, I definitely saw a little bit more in him than maybe he's letting on to of some of the concerns when Monday came around. I kept telling him not to worry, but I was worried too. So
we have a question in the middle back, and then we'll go to Bob, and then we'll come up front.
Jonathan Howard with On3 Sports. Jeff, given how chaotic that first part of the race was, watching that last stage unfold that way, were you nervous that, you know, somebody was going to slide out on the track and rack him up again for a restart, or did it kind of feel like things were playing out and he was going to be able to do, at least attempt what he needed to do today to win?
Yeah, I mean, you're always worried about that when you're playing out a strategy and things have to go your way. You're concerned about that. I mean, at the beginning of the race, right, it was pretty crazy being on the radio listening to the crew chiefs and, you know, who they kind of converse with on the radio about strategy. And, you know, at first it's like, oh, these cautions are good. We'll stay out and get our track position. And then it was like, oh, now we're going to a place where this is going to get a little bit you know, difficult because now others have come in. So you knew there was going to be a lot of sort of flip-flopping on strategy, but you just weren't sure how it was going to play out. And so I thought they were in, you know, all of our cars really were in a pretty good position. But on when they came in, not the very last time, but the time before that, I got concerned because I saw where there was only like a 12 to 15 lap gap between fuel and tires. And even though, you know, if it went green, that could play out well. But if it didn't, that gap just gets narrower and narrower where the advantage is not there, you know. And it even got to a place at one point where, like the 48, you saw, they came in as soon as they knew they could make it to the end and just said, hey, let's just get fuel, you know, as soon as we can, and no tires. And had the 5 and the 9 done that strategy, they wouldn't have gotten, you know, the win or the position that the 9 got. So, you know, I tell you what, these races are never easy to win on the racetrack, you know, as you're navigating the track and the competitors. But boy, on the pit box, listen to these guys and the stress that's going on of when you have a car you think is capable of winning, but not sure how it's, if you're making the right decisions. That's where the real stress is.
I'm going to go in the far back to Bob, then we'll go up here to Kevin, and then Adam.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. I know we've talked a lot about Larson, but how was the team and the organization as a whole over the last 8 days before finding out about the waiver? And then was there a sense of relief afterward? Like, would you have expected a different approach or a different maybe mindset from the group if the decision had gone the other way?
I didn't see it affecting the majority of the team. I think it was on the minds of you know, Cliff and Kyle and Rick and Jeff Andrews and myself and Chad and at that level. You know, maybe on the PR media side of things. But as far as how that trickled down the team, I didn't see where they were really unwavered by it. I mean, they seemed to, that's a funny word for, but no, they seem to be business as usual and prepping for the next race, the next two races, the way that they normally do. So, yeah, I think the best medicine in any of those situations is getting back to the racetrack. And so they, especially when they got here and, you know, home track for Kyle and I think a track that they enjoy racing at and a lot of the competitors do. So I think that put a lot of that to rest.
Hey, Jeff, Kevin Kobelak to Sacramento. And it seemed like Kyle on the radio, they just kind of let him drive. But when it came down to turn 11 near the walls down there, it was barely too wide and very slow at points. But Kyle would get at least a second on the end down there every time. Is that something you guys talked about at all as an organization, or it just played out as it did?
Yeah, I think you extract the speed where the car, you know, gives you feedback, right? If you're able to get a little bit more out of the brake zones, you get a little more out of the brake zones. If this is one of those tracks where you have the low speed stuff and you have a setup that might be good for the low speed stuff, but how do you make the car good on the high speed as well? And so this has always been a compromise type of racetrack as a driver and as a team setting the car up. I was mainly focused there at the end on the 19 car because even though Kyle got by him, after he got by him, the 19 held with him a lot more than I thought with the tire differential. So, you know, I thought that the 19 was good enough coming down the hill in the high-speed stuff that he might be able to get back to his bumper. And you know, but Kyle, I thought, was just really good at the areas where his car was launching off the corners and into 11. He was making time up there, so was able to build a little bit of a gap.
I'm going to go in the back right to Adam.
Adam Carabine, RacingRefresh.com. A lot was made coming into this weekend about the repave and how tire degradation was not going to be as big of a factor. It looks like Kyle Larson ended up winning because he had fresher tires. Is that something like, is that a strategy call that's made on the fly? And maybe you could just speak to the maybe one of the strengths of the 5 team is their strategy calls.
I think everybody had a lot of concerns going into the race because we saw that there was some blistering from just a lot of heat being built up with the extra, you know, with the faster lap times and the new pavement and, you know, what Goodyear has to do to a tire to be more durable. So I think that they saw some heat that caused a little bit of blistering coming into the race. But the tires held up really, really well today. So maybe it's just rubber being laid down from having all the cars on the track at one time. Maybe the pace was just a little bit different. But I think we knew that if the tires didn't have these blisters, that the pace would hold on pretty good. And so it did. So it really just turned into a track position race. You know, it was all the cars are running such close in pace and speed that if you could get off strategy, then you might have either a fuel or a tire advantage, and that's the way it worked out.
Do we have any final questions for Jeff? All right, Jeff, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah,
thanks for joining us.